1995 saw a revival for AC/DC. A tribute album, Fusebox, was compiled in Australia, with new Aussie bands recording their favourite songs.
There was a friend of mine on murder. The judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty. Gave him 16 years in hell.
In 1997, AC/DC fans eagerly greeted the release of Bonfire, a 4-CD box set which featured a collection of live tracks and rare recordings, dating mainly from the days when Bon Scott fronted the group. Soon after, an overseas tribute album followed in the footsteps of Fusebox. Titled Thunderbolt, it included versions by Anthrax, Quiet Riot, and members of Rat, Skid Row, and Motorhead. Early in 2000, AC/DC broke the news of its first studio album in 5 years. Stiff Upper Lip, produced by George Young, was recorded in Canada at the Vancouver studio owned by Brian Adams.
And George is brilliant, man. He's my hero. George is, you know, you can go to one and say things. Geez, George, my dick's dropped off. And you've gone, no, Woody's no here. Let's have a look for it together, you know. And but the main reason is he knows rock and roll, man.
The album's release in February also marked 20 years since the death of Bon Scott.
People said, isn't that fabulous that you're releasing the album at the time of his death? And I said, well, that was just accidental. I said, unless Bond planned it. Kind of shitty with Bond, you know what I mean?
Like Ballbreaker, it went top 10 in the Billboard chart in the US, as well as here. It was described by fans as the group's strongest in years. Rumours of it being the band's swan song have predictably resurfaced. Again, the band denies it's their last fling. Bon Scott's cremated remains still lie under gum trees in Fremantle.
When the American ships are in or any of the overseas ships are about, then there are lots of people come. They put flowers there, they also play music, they sit round there and meditate to his memorial. But they also sometimes drink, which is illegal in the cemetery, and we have to stop that.
And there's no greater tribute than this from Silverchair's Daniel Johns.
Do you kind of feel like you're opening doors for other bands to now follow overseas?
No, I think AC/DC opened the doors. We're just trying to get in them.